All right, Malcolm Stewart, man, listen.
What do you talk about now?
I got a lot. You undersold yourself. I talked to you before the race. You know, you're just getting back into it.
I am.
And you undersold yourself, and he just kicked everyone's ass. Like, dude, I think you were lying to me.
No, I was not lying. I promise you. Today marks literally day 7 now because it's Sunday. Yeah. But I just felt good, dude. Like, yeah. I think the whoops was really in my favor tonight. There was a couple new rhythm sections that I followed Jet doing it. Jet was telling me.
And you said, I'm not going to quad. You told me that.
No, well, he did it in front of me, and I looked up. I'm like, did he just 1, 2, 3, 4? I'm like, oh, man, now I got to do it because Coop's going to do it, you know, whatever. But, no, we just had a good time tonight. Today was a great race for me this whole weekend. I think, obviously, it had some carnage, obviously, just the way people were played out. But I just kept it on 2 wheels. Yeah, track was tough.
Listen, Jet was right on you in the 3rd main, and you pulled away.
I mean, Jet's riding good, dude. You know, he's been riding good. Coop's riding good. He's a champ. So I just think, you know, for me, I just went out there and did what I needed to do, and we ended up on top.
Just big whoops put you in a mood where you're like, hey, I think I can do this.
I think there was a little Tampa whoops in there.
And busting out the quad, that's something your brother would do. You told me, you sat there and said, I'm not doing it.
The only quad that I bust out, I don't know if anybody did, was the other rhythm section after the sand.
So I was going to talk about that. You found that early yesterday, and you were going tight in, tight out, because 2, 3, 4, 1.
Yeah.
And, dude, it was good. I don't know, like, did you think about that? Did someone time it, or, you know?
Like? Well, you know what's weird is, like, when I did, I'm like, I'm just going to try it and see. And then I was like, whoa, that was actually kind of faster, like, easier, you know what I mean? And the track, obviously, today, the moisture came up, and I knew that it was going to be slick in that corner, and everybody was kind of fighting the front end. So my line was just the safest.
Yeah.
But
and the sitting in the quad was easy, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's sick to quad like that. But no, it was fun, dude. I had so much fun the whole weekend. Everything was awesome. But I didn't undersell myself.
Yes, you did. You said no one's gonna quad. You said you guys all talked about it, but maybe Jet would. But you're like, I ain't doing it, and you did it. And then you tracked down people. And, yeah, you really sold me.
But I said I wasn't going to do it, and then Jet did it. And I did say, maybe Jet. And then if I say, hey, if Jet do it, then we all got to do it. So I wasn't going to do it. I was perfectly fine. I wanted, you know, just go home perfectly safe. No, but now he busts out the quad, but he's got to go racing in about 7 days, and I'm going to go back home and chill.
Okay, other thing, Super Pole. You got Super Pole, and then you said, my bike's making noises, I may pull off. So what was that all about?
Yeah, we had, like, a little issue, but we don't really know exactly what that is.
In practice or in Super Bowl?
In Super Bowl. Okay. We don't know. We had a little issue, but other than that, we figured it out. And after the first main, it was doing some weird stuff. And then they came back and changed absolutely everything in a, you know, electrical. And I never had an issue from there on.
Okay. Yeah, that's, like you said, a little sketchy. Pro Fish, I noticed this was tagged on Instagram, and now you got Pro Fish there?
Yeah. So I think, obviously, with FXR, they're doing their own Pro Fish thing inside of that. So we wanted to give a little spice to those guys and let them know that, you know, they don't just make dirt bike gear. They also make fishing gear. So we just wanted to do, since it's a one-off race, to kind of spice that up. So they need to go out there and start selling this gear.
Yeah, you've got to put little fishes on it somewhere. But, hey, you've been here a bunch, never won it. Rode great this weekend to win it. You know the significance of this race. How cool is this for you?
Dude, it's awesome. Yeah, obviously, different era and different place with my brother winning at Bercy. Yeah. They said something like 17 years. Gosh, that's such a long time. But
I was there, yeah.
But other than that, I think it's cool. At least two brothers-ish, you know, they kind of do it in Paris in general. So it was fun, dude. I think I had a great time. Hopefully, you know, winning to night one, night two, hopefully I get the invite back.
Yeah.
So
you rode great. I can't believe it. We were doing TV, and we can't believe it. You rode amazing. Happier for the trophy or happier for the Milwaukee tools, all the tools you got?
Due to the hurricane, tools. Yeah, more tools. Yeah.
Last year you were really eyeing them up. Yeah.
Like, last year I lost all my Milwaukee tools, so I need to bring them back. Yeah, so my dad's going to be proud.
Listen, man, fantastic job. Great job. Thank you for doing this. Congratulations. And, yeah, we'll see you down in Anaheim.
That's right. Appreciate it.
Cool. Thank you, man.
Thank you so much.